WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality will be investigating the spill of 200 gallons of hydrochloric acid on Friday at a Bryan Oilfield Services business. William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department says the acid was contained and loaded into a vacuum truck by a private firm.
There's no injuries whatsoever. Another wonderful thing to hear is that nobody was harmed. The wind carried the vapors well, and those in the exact vicinity downwind, all they had to do was shelter in place. We did not have to do a forced evacuation.
Bell says a reverse 911 call was made within a half-mile radius of the spill to notify residents and businesses north of Coulter Airfield. Earth-moving equipment has been in action on the land where the former Plaza Hotel once stood. College Station Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says that follows inactivity on the site of new student housing and retail after the hotel was imploded last May.
There were plans immediately submitted after that, everything moving forward. I think the owner of the property had to work through some financing issues. All of those have actually been resolved in the last 2 weeks. So over spring break, there's some utility work going on, some of which the city is doing, some of which private contractors are doing.
Cowell says developers are on track for an initial opening next year, followed by a second phase in 2015. And as the College Station City Council considered a contract to study the condition of local streets, the discussion expanded into sidewalks. James Benham, who requested the company hired to look at both at the same time, also wondered why one city department oversees streets and another sidewalks.
It just seems a little bit inefficient to me to have them separated into two different departments of the city and to have a contract evaluating roads but not have the same engineering crew when they're already there on the road, not evaluating the sidewalk that's just right by it.
The council majority agreed with interim city manager Frank Simpson's request to return with future proposals to study sidewalks.
It took 6 months to get to the process and the criteria that made sense, plus initial evaluation. So we're kind of starting from scratch on sidewalks.
The council will also give future consideration to making a priority list of repairing existing sidewalks. The A&M System Board of Regents is poised to receive two new members. Current Chairman Richard Box of Austin and Jim Wilson of Houston will be leaving. Governor Rick Perry has reappointed Morris Foster of Austin and has named Tony Busby of Friendswood and Charles Schwartz of Houston. Foster and Busby are A&M graduates, while Schwartz earned degrees from the University of Texas and Harvard. The appointments, subject to Senate confirmation, are for terms going through 2019. And a North Zulch man is accused of taking nearly $1,000 of items from the Bryan Walmart. Bryan police say 49-year-old Charles Larry Johnson, at the time of his arrest, had $565 in a front pants pocket. A Walmart employee told police she followed Johnson around the store after he selected items from various departments. After shopping, Johnson walked to the front of the store, stopped at McDonald's to purchase a drink, then exited without paying for anything in the shopping cart. Johnson denied stealing anything and refused to answer any questions about the theft. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find the two-page list of items Johnson is accused of taking. And aerial drones are so new, the FFA is not quite sure how to handle them. So before they get so cheap that everyone gets one, they're teaming up with Texas A&M Corpus Christi, which has been putting the unmanned aerial vehicles through their paces. The school's Gloria Gallardo says when the first airplanes took off, there was concern about what they could do. Same thing with drones, and that's why this research is being done.
This is what a lot of people call the Kitty Hawk moment of UAV technology.
She says they are tracking wildlife to see how the drones handle a moving target and also flying a plane next to them to make sure they don't get in the way. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 68 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Hi, I'm Locke Paschal, interior designer at Wilton's Office Works. Stan, Marlo, and I would like to thank you for your continued support during our current remodel and wanted to give you an update on how things are progressing. We're very close to the end of renovations on the interior, Wilton's, so come by and take a look. Our next step will be the exterior, so be on the lookout as you pass our showroom on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest. I'd like to invite you to stop in and visit us as we celebrate our improvements and find us online at Wilton's.com.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program today. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books between now and March 31st. Drop it off in the Half Pint Library donation box. It's that simple. At the end of the drive, Half Price Books will match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. Help us share the love of reading with young children and their families. Remember, one good book can help inspire a lifelong reader. And only with your contributions can a Half Pint Library become a reality. To learn more about the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program or to find a store near you, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community, for the community.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Zwirneman Flooring, Hartgrove Insurance, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Common sense, horse sense, street smarts. No matter what you call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment. At RV Station in Bryan, we don't have big city overhead. That simply means we sell your dream RV for thousands less than the competition. Our philosophy is simple. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Right now at RV Station in Bryan, it's time for your family to enjoy this 2013 Jayco J-Flight 267 bunkhouse. Sleeps eight, just $199 a month.
$19,985, 10% down plus TTNL, 5.99% for 120 months WAC.
Stock number 1671. Don't forget, RV Station has factory certified service techs and one of the largest parts inventories in the area to keep your RV in peak condition. Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Good morning, it's 7:14, Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Warm and dry for today. We'll have sunshine. It'll be anywhere from 80 to 85 this afternoon. Clear skies tonight. Lows will be 50 to 55. Sunshine and warm tomorrow. Highs anywhere from 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower or two. Lows will be 55 to 60. We'll have clouds. We could see some showers Wednesday. Highs Wednesday afternoon, they're going to be up around 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fight Texas Aggie baseball and softball got out the brooms over the weekend. Our bracketologist Gary Blair gets us filled in on what he thinks is going to happen at the NCAA tournament selection show for women's basketball. And for the first time since 1977, there are no Texas teams in the NCAA men's side of the bracket. All that more with sports coming up at 7:50.
So, speaking of sports,
yes, sir.
Did you hear about this Greek soccer player, Georgios Katidis? He has been banned from his national team for life.
Because?
What did he do?
He gave the Nazi salute while celebrating a goal.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Maybe it was by accident.
No. I saw the video. No. Unless he was pointing to someone with a straight extended hand at a 45-degree angle. Greece's Soccer Federation said Monday in a statement that the gesture is a deep insult to all victims of Nazi brutality. He pled ignorance of the meaning of his gesture. Really?
Because Greeks look so Aryan, I mean, it makes total sense.
He claimed on his Twitter account that he detests fascism. Okay. Well, anyway.
Too late now.
Sorry, that's right. You should have studied your history before you did that. Yeah,
Have you seen the link that's going around? You know how things can be Rick-rolled?
Yes.
Now it's Reich-rolled, and it's someone has taken clips of one of Hitler's speeches and then inserted the moving on up, and it matches his mouth perfectly. Look up Reich rolls.
That's creepy.
It's really silly.
Obviously, people with nothing to do, and they've got this computer thing in front of them, and as a result, we get that.
It's probably a grad student.
Yeah. Yeah. No comment. Hey, so what's this? I mean, tell me in what world you would have ever said that sitting on the Board of Regents at Texas A&M would be a guy who graduated from Texas and Harvard.
I know.
Man. Oh, let's see how that works. How many Aggies are on the board over there? Do we know? I have to see. Is that why they make those announcements on Friday afternoon?
Yes.
Where nobody's watching?
Well, see, at least they're nominating two Aggies at the same time to sort of balance out
No.
I think it's exciting.
Say, like, yeah. Well, you're not an Aggie, so there.
Well, I'm the black sheep of my family. Well, there are several Aggies in my family.
But I'm just saying, okay, and you know what? They may say the same thing. Okay, well, great. Yeah. Go put them on your board up there in Waco and see how that works out for you.
That would be fine with me.
Okay.
We don't have any beef.
Yeah, okay.
You can send comments to Kat.
Yeah, really. That's her deal. Okay. That's fine. So while Michelle Marie Roberts was enjoying her 2-week dream cruise to Hawaii with her husband and two sons, had no idea that her world would be turned upside down when she stepped on dry land, the vacation ended in January of 2008. She still feels as if she's on a cruise ship.
Meaning inner ear
like,
problem?
Yep, doing like a seasick thing. She's been seasick for 5 years.
Gosh.
When it's at its worst, even lying down doesn't help. The condition, which is known as MDDS syndrome, is extremely rare. Very little is understood about why it occurs or what can cure it. There are a lot of doctors who have never even heard of it.
So. As she gets back on the boat, does it go away?
I don't know. That'd be interesting. Spend the rest of your life on a boat? How would that work out for you?
Hey, it works for the sailors.
Yeah. So who's more of a grumpy pants in the morning, men or women?
Women.
Scott DeLucia.
Oh, no. I love mornings. I really do. I get far more work done in the morning.
No, I didn't ask whether you loved it. You asked whether we were grumpy pants or not.
I'm not grumpy. I may have things that I want to be opinionated about. Anyway, if you answered men, you're wrong. Yeah, women, according to science, wake up much grumpier than men.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. The reason is she's not getting enough sleep. Researchers at Duke University found that women suffer more on less sleep. There's more depression, more anger, more hostility, and women need 20 minutes more sleep than men. How about a nap? Just do a nap. Wouldn't that work? Just calm down for a little while. So, and it would seem that because the question is asked, aren't naps the answer? But they should be either 25 minutes or 90 minutes long. Any other length would make her feel worse after waking up. So,
I've talked to sleep people, and 20 minutes nap is what you need.
Yeah, okay.
More than that, and you're done.
Or either that, or you could wake up and then take another 20-minute nap later.
Oh, I like that.
Everyone's body is different. Why do we make these rules that apply across the board?
Well, what they've done is they've done scientific work on circadian rhythms. And what your sleep cycle might be, and generally a sleep cycle is about 45 minutes, okay?
So
thus, the 90 minutes could take you through two cycles. I don't know the significance of 25. Maybe that keeps you from going to REM.
It keeps you from going to REM, which means when you wake up, you'll feel refreshed as opposed to that draggy, I just want to lay here and nap.
Yeah,
some
if
more.
You're in the middle of REM. Okay, I got you. All right. Speaking of being grumpy, how are you doing with your snails there and your slugs in your garden?
Oh, my plants never made any flowers.
Oh.
But the rest of the garden's doing well, except, okay, now I don't know what was going on here. I bought
this,
a rose
this,
bush.
This a master gardener, folks, okay?
I promise I'll be fast.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just saying, though, it's not like she's a run-of-the-mill garden variety gardener.
She doesn't tinker around I do.
She, took classes and stuff. All right. She's got a certificate.
I bought a bush called a blue girl. It's a rose bush. It's supposed to have these beautiful lavender blossoms. It's blooming, and it's orange.
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking there was some kind of a snafu at the warehouse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they put the wrong plant in the pot. Hello?
Grumpy without sleep. They better not put him in combat.
now. We best not go there. So now, but did you end up with a bunch of drunken snails? Because, you know, you're supposed to put beer out there or something.
Oh, I didn't put any beer out there. Oh. I found a caterpillar. Oh. Do you have a story about snails? Is that why we're having this conversation?
No, not at all. I just, because, you know, the grumpy caterpillar, you could tie all that together. No, that's just, you know, stream of consciousness. You'd been talking about, putting beer in your garden a few weeks ago. So
that's
just
true.
How that
no,
was going.
Now I'm the beer bottles I'm collecting is I'm going to create my own liqueur. That's why I'm collecting those beer bottles.
I'm sorry? You're what?
I'm designing my own liqueur.
You're going to make it?
Yeah.
It's a conversion process, because that was my thought. She's not going to distill the liquor. She's going to convert vodka.
Yeah, no. I bought a giant thing of vodka, and I've got some spices. It's going to be exciting.
You went to Baylor. You can't do that, can you? I didn't know you could.
I didn't say I was going to get drunk.
And once you have it, you better not be dancing neither.
Man, no kidding. Okay.
I'm just embracing life. Okay. You can use it to cook
now,
with.
Now, wait a minute. I believe if you had been in, you know, one or two classes there at Baylor and start talking about embracing life, they're not.
Nah, don't knock it till you've been there.
Where, to Baylor? I've been there.
Yeah.
Haven't been to class, but I mean, I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I had a friend who got in trouble because he had a Budweiser trash can in his dorm.
Well, that's
just
trashy. I mean, come on.
Yeah, right. So a police station in Stockholm, Sweden had to be evacuated last Thursday when a senior citizen showed up with a pair of grenades.
What?
Yeah. Said the new weapon amnesty program that they've got there went into effect in the beginning of March, allowing residents to turn weapons over to the police without facing criminal charges. 87-year-old man brought in two grenades. Staff members went into a panic. You know,
he didn't pull the pins out. Yeah. Good grief.
Luckily, the grenades they turned out to be inactive. Police explained to the man that the amnesty period did not include explosives. It's unclear if he was arrested.
I could see that being a little off-putting.
Well, I could see that, too.
I don't see
but
what the big deal is.
They're grenades!
But if he's an old veteran, and I've heard of people that brought back grenades before. Like I said, he didn't pull the pins out.
But they're grenades. I don't want to be in the same hemisphere as a grenade.
Really?
If I
can
avoid.
See, I wouldn't mind having a grenade at my house.
Oh, my God!
If you don't pull the
She's
pins out,
be liquored
it's not
up.
A problem.
Wait.
She's going to be liquored up with a grenade.
All right.
Or even when you talked about the guy who brought in a rocket launcher, to me that's not a big deal either. You're not blowing stuff up, but it's kind of cool to have it if you have served overseas, and it's kind of like a souvenir, right? I mean, am I right? Am I right?
I'm just thinking that the things that you've talked about this morning have been making alcohol, and it's okay to have a grenade launcher.
Well,
maybe
I didn't get enough
rocket
sleep.
Rocket launcher. Well, that very well could be.
Friday. She's a doomsday prepper. That's what the whole garden
that's
is.
It.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got plants going on over there. She's canning things. Hello.
Speaking of long paths are overseas, yes, they are souvenirs.
Yeah, really. It's I don't know. Again, it all happened in Sweden, so you never know. Hey, last Friday, the Maryland General Assembly approved a measure to ban capital punishment. Ban capital punishment, which would make them the 18th state to do that. The governor said he would sign the measure into law. That's Maryland. Cue Ron White.
I'm from Texas. In Texas, we have the death penalty, and we use it.
Yes, we do.
That's right. If you come to Texas and kill somebody, we will kill you back.
Yes.
That's our policy. They're trying to pass a bill right now through the Texas legislature that'll speed up the process of execution in heinous crimes where there's more than three credible eyewitnesses. If more than three people saw you do what you did, you don't sit on death row for 15 years, Jack. You go straight to the front of the line.
Yes.
Other states are trying to abolish the death penalty. My state's putting in an express lane.
Yeah!
Easter is fast approaching, and now's the time to capture those special Easter moments. Call Specialties Photography today to reserve your child's Easter portraits with live Easter bunnies. Special includes 15 shots in studio, 2 5x7s, and 8 wallets from your favorite pose, all for only $39.95, with all additional sheets only $14.95. Sessions available now through April 5th. Call Specialties Photography to reserve your Easter special, or visit specialphoto.com. Specialties Photography, your locally owned and operated professional portrait studio.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Wow, your customers and clients Texas style at the Texas Trading Post. Texas Trading Post is College Station's local online store for Texas gifts. And this ain't our first rodeo. We've supplied VIP gifts for IBM, Texas A&M, Shell Oil, British Petroleum, USA Rugby Association, and many, many more. Find your next corporate gift at txtraders.com.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post best online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
As the weather starts to warm up, you're thinking about all those projects on your spring to-do list. But will you be powered up? If your riding mower won't start or your cordless drill isn't holding a charge like it used to, head to Interstate All Battery Center. We have the lawn and garden batteries to power your mowers and tractors, and our experts can replace or rebuild batteries for your power tools. At Interstate All Battery Center, we've got what you need to get the job done. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or call 775-4293.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. We're looking at about 85 today. It'll be windy. Winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Low tonight will be around 60 or so. And then for the balance of the week, we'll be in the middle 70s with a 20% chance of rain. And it's 56 right now, WTAW. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
This week, the largest federal government union will hold 100 protest rallies across the country. They're calling it a national day of protest against Obama's sequester, which, by the way, failed to live up to the hype that it would devastate the economy. Nobody noticed it. Unless you see a state-controlled news report, you probably won't notice these protests either. They're going to be held outside federal agencies and congressional offices. A lot of people hang around there. David Cox, head of the American Federation of Government Employees, says the sequester's got to go. He complains the across-the-board cuts mean federal workers cannot do the jobs that we expect them to do. A Washington Post report on the upcoming protests used as much space to attack Paul Ryan's budget proposals as they did on these rallies. And they cast Ryan as the enemy of federal workers because he points out that they earn 16% more than their counterparts in the private sector. But these are not Ryan's numbers. They're CBO numbers, government numbers. It doesn't matter. Federal workers are angry. They're angry at Paul Ryan and Republicans over a sequester that was Obama's idea and that Obama's cabinet is in charge of implementing. That's right. It's the Obama regime that's deciding how to carry out the cuts, which are, by the way, only cuts in the rate of growth. They're not real spending cuts. Under Obama, millions of Americans can't find work. They've had no paycheck for years. They ought to be the ones holding a national day of protest, not government unions.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and life savings is on your tax forms. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and my special 10% discount. Or Call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit emeraldridgeestates.com. Today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. It will be up to state officials what will happen to a Bryan Oil Field Services business after 200 gallons of hydrochloric acid were spilled on Friday. William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department says winds gusting to 25 miles per hour helped neutralize vapors around the scene north of Coulter Airfield.
We had some jurisdictional, Precinct 3 had some jurisdictional rights and responsibilities to the plan for cleanup and so on. To make sure that the folks around them were not harmed in any way and that they would be safe in what procedure they were doing. But TCEQ, the state agency, is going to be the overseeing agency.
Multiple agencies gathered on Crosswinds Drive, and traffic on Highway 21 was restricted to one lane in each direction for about 2 hours. Val says no one was affected by the spill, which was cleaned up by a private firm. Two Aggies and a UT graduate are Governor Perry's nominees for three openings on the A&M System Board of Regents. One of the nominees is a current member. Morris Foster of Austin, class of 1965, is also a former chairman. Two other members are leaving the board, current chairman Richard Box of Austin and Jim Wilson of Houston. Taking their places, subject to Senate confirmation, are Tony Busby of Friendswood, A&M class of 1990, and Charles Schwartz of Houston, whose degrees are from UT and Harvard. They would serve through February of 2019. An out-of-town guest planning to participate in the A&M Fire School landed in jail, accused of drunk driving for the sixth time. College Station police report the incident began as two officers were checking out the driver of a pickup parked in the rear of the vacant Aggieland Inn. They were on patrol looking for drug users and the homeless. When they made eye contact with the driver, he pulled away. Officers say after the driver failed to signal for a right turn at Texas and Holloman, then the truck stopped in a nearby parking lot. 44-year-old Shane Riley of Seabrook told police he was headed for the Sheraton, which is located across Texas from the Aggieland Inn. Police arrested Riley after seeing an open can of beer in the truck console, and he failed one sobriety test. The arrest report noted Riley has prior DWI convictions three times in Harris County and once in Brazoria and Galveston counties. Riley was released from the Brazos County Jail after posting bond. And activity has returned to the corner of University and Texas at the site of the former Plaza Hotel.
They're back on track, most likely for a 2014-2015. Again, it'll be developed in phases. I think the first phase will come online in 2014. Most likely the first phase will include residential, obviously. And then 2015, I think you'll start seeing the other phases.
College Station Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says the property owner had to resolve financing issues, which were accomplished in the last couple of weeks. That allowed the resumption of site preparation. And the College Station City Council at some point will study conditions of current sidewalks and future sidewalk locations. But a council majority agreed with interim city manager Frank Simpson's request to not delay a contract reviewing the conditions of local streets.
There could be some benefit of doing it together, but they're at two different stages. and to slow this one down that we believe we really need to move forward to catch the sidewalk piece up, I would recommend that we go ahead and move forward with this one this year and then try to fold it in the next opportunity we can.
Councilman James Benham wanted to expand the contract to have both done at the same time.
Rather than send them out again, you know, because right now we're approving money for this. And so, you know, if we don't do it, then we have to do a new contract and a new review process. And then maybe it could be double. You know, you're sending the same crew on the same streets over again.
Benham also questioned why supervision of sidewalks is the responsibility of one city department and streets is that of another. And Texas gun shops are having trouble keeping ammo on the shelves.
With the gun control debate going strong, Texas is feeling the effects of the ammunition shortage. Bernie Stokes, owner of Panhandle Gunslingers in Amarillo, says manufacturers are behind for a few reasons, including two U.S. wars, the price of metal, and some storms in September and October that shut down a lot of munitions plants.
Then we had an election, and then we had a school shooting, which had a bunch of people screaming and hollering about gun control, and then the panic frenzy buying went into effect.
With all these factors at play, Stokes says,
this was a perfect storm that came together.
Stokes says they have been weathering the storm, but a lot of shops in Texas are not so lucky and have no ammunition at all. Chris Copeland, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 68 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flinnikin with Spring Insurance. A new customer asked me, why is old insurance was so much more expensive than ours? The answer is insurance companies are constantly reevaluating the markets they serve, determining whether to increase their presence in that market with lower prices or reduce their exposure with higher prices, all the while knowing that a certain number of their customers will never shop their rates and will continue to pay even the inflated premiums. Give us a call and let us show you why it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Sioux Falls Prater is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Sioux Falls has a variety of John Deere utility tractors that are perfect for the new or smaller acreage rural property owner. Easy to use controls and comfort that you can appreciate. Right now, Sioux Falls Prater has the 45-horsepower 5045D utility tractor on sale for $19,499 plus 0% financing for 72 months available for qualified buyers. This tractor has an open operator station, and a rear hydraulic remote lets you use hydraulically powered implements. So hurry into Sioux Falls Prater today, because this offer is good only through April the 30th. Find the location nearest you online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
It's truck month at Varsity Ford Lincoln. Don't wait. Drive into Varsity Ford Lincoln on the bypass today. You know Varsity Ford is home to the Ford F-Series pickup truck, America's best-selling truck for 36 straight years. You know that nothing outworks an F-Series. It's number one in every industry. You know that workers depend on the F-Series to get the job done. It's how they're built. Ford tough. And Varsity Ford Lincoln has the selection, pricing, and service to head you in the right direction. It's no secret why you see hundreds of Ford F-150 pickup trucks on the road today that come from Varsity Ford. Come into Varsity Ford Lincoln during Truck Month and get over $11,000 off with a complimentary two-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan on a 2013 F-150. It's Truck Month at Varsity Ford Lincoln, on the bypass or online at varsityfordtexas.com.
Tired of leaving town to attend meetings? The Brazos County Expo is waiting to host your next event, located in the heart of the Brazos Valley and in the center of the Metropolitan Triangle. We can accommodate any size group up to a 2,500-person conference. Interested in a trade show? We can handle that too, up to 150 booths. Host your meetings right here at home at the Brazos County Expo. Let our experts help plan your next meeting. Visit BrazosCountyExpo.com. They're your meetings too. Bring it home to the Brazos County Expo.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
740, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Warm and dry for today. We'll have sunshine. It'll be anywhere from 80 to 85 this afternoon. Clear skies tonight. Lows will be 50 to 55. Sunshine and warm tomorrow. Highs anywhere from 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower or two. Lows will be 55 to 60. We'll have clouds. We could see some showers Wednesday. Highs Wednesday afternoon, they're going to be up around 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, they grabbed the lead and they had all the momentum. We come right back and answer back in the bottom of the first, and I felt like that was the deciding ending of the game.
As Coach Rob Childress, and they did indeed do that and broke out the brooms as well. They swept Georgia. The ladies swept Arkansas in softball, waiting for the NCAA tournament pairings, and we'll find out more about that. Plus, there's no Texas teams in the tournament.
Hmm.
And that brings us to this. Did you know?
Did I know?
I just stumbled across this. The winning team gets to keep the court they win the national champion on.
Huh?
No.
In 1986, the NCAA, since 1986, the NCAA has given that court to the team that won. So theoretically,
like the boards and stuff?
Everything. That goes to the winning team.
I never heard of that.
I hadn't either, and I was just looking at some NCAA tournament basketball stuff, and they get the court. Some places sell it off.
I mean, does it stay in that location, or do they tear it up and take it back to where they came from?
No, all the courts are portable.
Yeah, they're all, yeah.
So some of them ship it, you know, lock, stock, and barrel back to, say, Kentucky or A&M or whatever, and they get that court, and they use that to practice on, you know, to remind the team. Or they chop it up and sell it for booster club money.
Yeah. Or they could take it to the pawn shop in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
We got, I got a truck out here that's got the basketball floor that the 19, yeah.
I just thought that was kind of interesting. I'd never heard that before.
I've never heard that either. Well, so there you go. Just men's or women's? Men's and women's?
It doesn't say, so I would assume it's both.
Well, we need to find that out. We really do. We need to talk to Steve Miller to find out if Texas A&M got the, you know, got the floor that they played and won the national championship on when they beat Notre Dame.
I don't
Notre
have
Dame.
His number, but I will find
okay,
out.
Okay, well, yeah, well, I've got it someplace. Okay. Yeah,
Miller.
Steve Miller would know that.
Yes, he would.
Steve Miller's running the tournament this weekend. You know, we got the NCAAs coming in here, though.
Yes, he is.
All right. So,
you know what else is going on this weekend? The Health for Life Dance Tournament, which I'm taking part in.
Oh, that's right. You're doing that, aren't you?
If you want to support me, please buy a ticket. You can watch me tango while you dine at a delicious dinner. And
well, I think it's, yeah, well, is it going to be a tango? That's what you're doing?
Everyone has different dance moves.
I know that.
She said, yeah, you should do the tango. So I said, oh, okay.
And so who are you dancing with?
I am dancing with a Chinese grad student named Mo Shi Yan, who's at A&M.
Well, okay, And is he a good dancer?
Oh, yes. He's a very good dancer.
Is he better than you? No, that's what I'm asking.
Yes,
that's all
he
I
is.
Want to know.
He is a better dancer than I am.
Okay, yeah. No, it's for a good cause.
But except, you generally don't compete against your partner. That's
no,
usually
no,
not
no.
how it works.
No, the whole idea is, yeah, but if you've watched Dancing with the Stars, and of course, I never miss it, the fact is that, you know, sometimes the celebrity just can't keep up with the professional dancer.
I'm just thinking our little cat from Minnesota.
What, are you thinking Kirstie Alley or something?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, our little cat from Minnesota is dancing with a Japanese foreign exchange student.
No, he's Chinese.
To a predominantly Spanish type.
Yeah.
that's
kind of interesting.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Should
that's
be
mixed
exciting.
Cultures. by the way, while we're talking about that, it's Dancing with the Stars coming up, you know, tonight.
No.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's the season debut. Don't y'all read the papers?
Not for that.
I understand. So the latest odds out on who's going to win long shot is Andy Dick at 40-1.
Oh, my God.
Well, he can't do much of anything. Winona Judd, that'll be fun to just watch her get moving. It'll be 20-1. D.L. Hughley is at 15-1. Dorothy Hamill is 15-2. Kelly Pickler at 9-2. And let's see, your favorite would be Allie Raceman.
Not my favorite.
Well, that's who the odds on favorite. Allie Raceman, who's a gymnast and captain of the U.S. women's team, 3-1. So, man,
I'd be curious to see if Dorothy Hamill still got some step.
Still got it. Well, that's what I'm sure that's what they're gonna try to let us know about. So,
Because I'm guessing she'd still, you know, she can still spin.
Yeah, that's probably true. All right, no winner Saturday night in the Powerball lottery. That means Wednesday's drawing is $260 million. $260 million. Now, you got to give the government about $100 million of that, but you'll still have $161 million. Never mind, it's played in 44 states, and your chances of winning are $175.2 million to one.
Yeah, it's getting up where I may need to get a ticket, though.
Yeah, that could be worth it. New research out of Holland has determined that about half of all spam, just think you've been gone for the week. You know, you probably check your email anyway, but Mondays, you go in, how much spam have you got, you know? But half of all spam originates from just 20 ISPs, Internet Service Providers.
Wow.
Most of them concentrated in India, Vietnam, Brazil, and, of course, Nigeria. Again, about half come from 20 ISPs.
Yeah, but my uncle really is in Nigeria.
Yeah, yeah, well, a millionaire. Sorry. Hot Russian brides I'm interested in.
Sorry about that.
I'm not really.
What?
Yeah. Don't you get, hundreds of.
Do you? Okay. The research surveyed more than 42,000 ISPs. The study found that the malicious traffic coming from any one particular network doesn't necessarily reveal its ultimate source, since there are plenty of cyber criminals out there who can, you know, reroute the spam around to other places so, you know, they don't get noticed. Among the worst offenders would be Spectranet in Nigeria, where 62% of all the addresses controlled by that ISP were sending out spam.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. Have we talked about education being in serious trouble these days? Schools have answering machines when you call to report your child's absence. But parents also call for lots of other reasons. And the way things are these days, it's often a complaint about how they thought their little snowflake was treated unfairly. Of course, it's usually the case that their kid was at fault, but parents don't want to believe that.
No.
School in Australia that has dialed in on the answering machine.
Oh, I think
it counts for. Mm-hmm.
If this is what I think it is, I love it.
It is for pretty much any complaint that a parent might have. So here you go. This is the actual audio, okay? This is the actual audio of the answering machine from the school that is in Australia.
Hello, you have reached the automated answering service of your school. In order to assist you in connecting to the right staff member, please listen to all the options before making a selection. To lie about why your child is absent, press 1. To make excuses for why your child did not do his homework, press 2. To complain about what we do, press 3. To swear at staff members, press 4. Uh-huh. To ask why you didn't get information that has already been enclosed in your newsletter and several flyers that have been mailed to you, press 5. If you want us to raise your child, press 6. If you want to reach out and touch, slap, or hit someone, press 7. To request another teacher for the third time this year, press 8. To complain about bus transportation, press 9. To complain about school lunches, press 0. If you realize this is the real world and your child must be accountable and responsible for his or her own behavior, classwork, and homework, and that it's not the teacher's fault for your child's lack of effort, hang up and have a nice day. If you want this in another language, move to a country that speaks it. Thank you for your interest in public education.
I mean, is that great? That is the actual recording from a school in Australia.
That's awesome!
Yeah.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Parents, sometimes we just need to relax. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family.
A while back, my family and I had the chance to go to one of the shuttle launches. It was amazing, although it took two nights to do it. The first night, the mission was scrubbed, so we stayed up all night with our two young boys, Trent and Troy, ages 7 and 9, waiting to experience the liftoff. Well, the second night came, and we tried again, but we overestimated their ability to stay up. And this time, we had the opportunity to be right at the command center, 3 miles away from the launch pad. There were a lot of notable people there. As most children were running around playing at 2, 3 in the morning, awaiting the launch at 4:30 a.m., our two boys were off in the corner sleeping. I could feel myself a little embarrassed by this. I thought, this is an incredible moment for kids to watch the shuttle launch. But there were our two boys snoring away in the corner. Even a couple of people stopped by to say, well, it looks like the space program isn't that interesting to these guys. I was mortified, but sure enough, 4:30 came, we walked out onto the terrace, and there it was, the spectacular launch of the shuttle. Both Trent and Troy woke up at exactly the right moment. Their response to me was, wow, Dad, that was really cool. Sometimes as parents, we can overemphasize how they should behave in public, when what we really need to do is let them be themselves. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. This is Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Texas A&M baseball pounced on the Georgia Bulldogs for 4 runs in the bottom of the first inning and coasted to an 11-4 win to complete the series sweep at Olsen Field Sunday afternoon. Trailing 2-0 out of the bottom of the first inning, Craig Bratson singled off the glove of Georgia pitcher Luke Crumley to spark the rally. Here's Coach Childress after the game.
Really proud of our team. Came out and were able to finish the weekend off the right way. It would have been easy for us to come out and, you know, just pat ourselves on the back. And, you know, in the first inning, Jason, the fastball was elevated a little bit. They strung some hits together. We made a mistake defensively. And, you know, they grabbed the lead and they had all the momentum. We come right back and answer back in the bottom of the first. And I felt like that was the deciding inning of the game. And Jason settled in, gave us a great start. And the bullpen came in and did what they needed to do. Real proud of our team. We had a very good week.
The Jets get back after it on Tuesday as the Aggies host Dallas Baptist. First pitch, 6:35. The number 5 A&M softball team completed a series sweep of Arkansas as the Aggies' run ruled the Razorbacks 9-1 and 5. Sunday in the series finale between the two teams, the Aggies improved to 26-2 and 4-1 in the SEC on the season, while the Arkansas Razorbacks dropped to 19-10. Here's Coach Joe Evans from 12th Man TV.
Our kids are playing great, and it's just fun to play at home, and we've been really excited for a long time about opening SEC play at home and having the fans come out, and it's just a great energy. It's really fun, and it's something we haven't felt in a while, and you can tell that the crowd and our community is really into the whole SEC thing, and we're taking advantage of it.
The ladies travel to number 6 Tennessee for a 3-game series with the Lady Vols. Game 1 set for 5:30 on Friday. Tonight's the big night. Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball find out where they're heading for the NCAA tournament. And here's Coach Blair, our bracketologist in residence.
Monday night, the selection show. The doors open at 5 o'clock. It's all free. Come in. There'll be about 500 of you there seeing us where we're going. I still think we're a 3-seed. I still think the storyline sends us to Oklahoma City. Bracketology has us playing Florida State. I have us playing either Florida State, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Iowa State, Syracuse, and there's one more that could fall into the six hole. We have to beat the 14 seed first, and I have no idea who that will be. That'll be the winner of some obscure conference that's always capable of pulling off Cinderella.
And we'll find out what that's going to be again tonight. Now, in the SEC tournament for men, Murphy Holloway had 23 points. Marshall Henderson had 21, and the Rebels gave Coach Andy Kennedy his first NCAA tournament berth by upsetting the 13th-ranked Florida team, 66-63. That's the Mississippi Rebels. That game was Sunday at the SEC Championship Tournament. Texas has no teams in the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1977, when the NCAA field was 68 teams, and it was announced yesterday there were no Longhorns, Bears, Aggies, Red Raiders, Owls, not even a Lumberjack. The Southland Conference regular season champion SFA lost its regular season tournament, and they didn't even get an at-large berth. The last time Texas teams were shut out of the NCAA tournament, it only had 32 teams in the field. The overall top seeds end up being Louisville, Kansas, Indiana, Gonzaga. They all earn number one seats for the NCAA men's tournament. Defending national champion Kentucky won't even get a chance to make the dance. The Wildcats are the 20th national champion not to make the NCAA field the next season. Turning out to the NBA, Kevin Durant scored 19 of his 31 points in the fourth quarter. Russell Westbrook had 35, including the go-ahead jumper with 1 minute left, and the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Mavs 107-101. Stephen Curry scored 29 points. Klay Thompson had 26 with 6 three-pointers, and Golden State stayed ahead of Houston in the Western Conference standings with a 108-78 blowout of the Rockets yesterday. Miami Heat take their 22-game winning streak, which ties the 2007-2008 Rockets for the second longest in NBA history. They go to Boston tonight. Even with a win tonight, they're still going to be 10 shy of the NBA record, which is 33, set in 71-72 by the Los Angeles Lakers. Turning now to spring baseball, the Seattle Mariners beat the Rangers split squad 4-3. Rangers got revenge on the other side. Rangers beat Chicago Cubs 8-5. And finally, in NASCAR action, Casey Kane's bumper banging with Brad Keselowski was just the warm-up for the big action at the Bristol Motor Speedway. Former teammates Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano exchanged words after the race. Not only nose-to-nose almost coming to fisticuffs, but then went at it on Twitter after the race because Hamlin spun Logano and Logano was racing for the lead. Kane pulled out after the restart of that wreck and won his first title at Bristol. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, the Bristol Motor Speedway is like 100 yards, right, or something. I mean,
it's a half-mile track.
Yeah, and it's really cool. I mean, it really is for them to do that.
Oh, the short tracks are neat. I like watching short tracks.
Supposed to, you know, what we have out there is a two-mile oval. But now, and did I see, like, one of them's wearing a yellow racing suit, and he tried to dive in the window after the race? Is that right?
Right. That's Logano going after.
What was that about? What were they?
Well, they wrecked him.
Oh.
Denny Hamlin wrecked Logano, if I'm not mistaken. Logano then, after the race was over, stuck his nose in the car because they used to be teammates.
Yeah.
And they started jawboning at one another, and then apparently it got heated and quite ugly on Twitter.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Okay, well.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well,
yeah, so there. Okay, yeah.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
All our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's going to be pretty nice out there. In fact, it's going to be warm out there. Look for a high. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High temperature today going to be probably 84, 85, something like that. Low tonight around 50 or so. And then middle to upper 70s for the balance of the week with a 20% chance of some showers. Right now, we have 69 degrees out.